Missouri Net News, I'm Bill Wise. Northwest Missouri authorities who've been searching for two missing Wisconsin brothers confirm they have found human remains near a Bramer farm. Reporter Jeremy Shields from our Cameron affiliate KKWK covered yesterday's press conference.
Clinton County Sheriff Larry Fish today held a press conference to announce that with the help of a Frontier forensic anthropologist, they did find human remains in Bramer. At this time, they have not identified the remains, or have they determined that any foul play was involved until they hear back from a forensic lab. He says he will hold another press conference when they have more information.
Brothers Nick and Justin Diemel disappeared last Sunday after arriving at the farm as part of a cattle deal. The governor takes off today for the land down under to try and find new business for Missouri.
Governor Parson is headed to Australia for a trade mission. He's meeting with business executives to discuss infrastructure, agriculture, investment, and workforce development opportunities. The governor will also review the feasibility of using a program to raise money and strengthen Missouri's infrastructure. Australian governments are incentivized to sell off or lease assets like ports, electric grid segments, and housing developments. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A Missouri grower and his family are transitioning to organic crop production, and as soon as they can, they'll start growing hemp. At this week's Missouri Hemp Association conference in Columbia, David Yoder says there's still a lot to learn, and that's why he's attending the event.
As of right now, it looks like next year we'll be dive headfirst into it a little bit more than we were allowed to this year, so we're ready to go.
Yoder grows corn and soybeans with his brother, sisters, and father near Garden City in western Missouri and is on track to be certified organic in 2 years. And the National Weather Service says most of western Missouri is under a flash flood watch as rain moves in from Kansas today. Governor Parson has named a special working group to guide Missouri in flood recovery, but it won't confine itself to Missouri. Deputy Director Drew Brinton of the Natural Resources Department says the flood recovery working group will continue the governor's work with officials in Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas.
We are discussing ways that we can work together, both in terms of the short-term recovery and working with the Corps of Engineers and our congressional delegations on the federal government's role in the recovery of these systems.
Brinton says the group will seek ways to repair the more than 80 levees along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers destroyed by two rounds of flooding this year. It'll also consider ways to prevent future floods. The group was also submitting its initial report to the governor by the end of the year, with its final report due by the end of May of next year. There's more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.